You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Dr. Waldman. Dr. Waldman, how are you?
Just great, thank you.
Well, Dr. Waldman, why don't we start this segment off by you just telling me a little bit about your business and what services you provide?
Well, I am a nutrition professional, and my main service is that I provide support for people who are either going into or coming out of cancer treatment.
Oh, wow. So a very important service, no doubt.
Yes, definitely.
Now, when you say, is this primarily, do you deal with all types of cancer patients, or is this geared more towards breast cancer or pancreatic cancer, or is this just, does your business just help anyone who's coming out of that horrible experience, getting them back into nutritional shape?
Well, my specialty is breast cancer.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
Most of my clients are breast cancer patients, but I do sometimes, I have somebody I'm seeing now with lymphoma and somebody pancreatic. So I do have other types of cancer patients that come to me. That's usually after their treatment, whereas the breast cancer patients will come often before they do surgery, just to get themselves built up and in shape and strong for the surgery, and then prepare them for the chemo and radiation, help them through that, and then help rebuild them after the treatment's over.
Now, what kind of important facts should those who have either had cancer or are currently going through that horrible experience, what kind of stuff should they know about the stuff that they're putting in their body? I'm sure nutrition is very important, especially when it comes to health. So, are there certain foods that should be avoided, certain foods that should be bulked up on?
Oh, absolutely. Nutrition is incredibly important. Everything you put in your body has a repercussion.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we look at, there's some global things that are going to be bad for every cancer patient, and what comes to mind immediately is sugar.
Right.
Cancer likes to feed on sugar, so the more sugar you put into your body, the more opportunities you give for the cancer to grow. Cancer also feeds on inflammation, so the more pro-inflammatory foods you put into your body, the more you help. You create an environment in which the cancer can grow and spread. By pro-inflammatory foods, I mean anything that comes basically in a box, in a package.
Right.
The standard American diet, all those oils that you see in the supermarket, the corn oil and the canola oil, and we call them omega-6 oils. They're very pro-inflammatory. Sugar, of course, is pro-inflammatory. So anything
right.
That's not what I would call real food.
Like organics, your vegetables, your fruits.
Well, food that is not organic could certainly be considered inflammatory. It certainly places an extra burden on your body because it has to deal, your liver has to deal with all those pesticides and toxins.
Right.
So, yes, we definitely stress organic. We stress grass-fed if you eat animals, pastured for chickens and eggs. Just really the way nature made it is what we preach.
Right. Now, what are some of the best things that those who are looking, even those without cancer, who are looking for maybe to better themselves, what are some of the best foods that we as humans can consume in a healthy manner and that's going to overall, better our bodies?
Well, green tea is a marvelous tonic for everybody. Contains lots of flavanols, which are antioxidant compounds. All the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, collards, things like that are going to be wonderful. Out of that family, the very, very best and supremely nutritious food that I recommend to all of my clients is broccoli sprouts.
Really?
Yeah, because all of the nutritious compounds called glucosinolates are concentrated in the sprouts.
Now it says here that you have a book out.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about your book?
Yeah, I'd love to. It's called The Whole Food Guide for Breast Cancer Survivors. It says that it's breast cancer, but I would really say it's for any cancer survivor. It's really about how do you create a terrain or an environment in your body after treatment that is going to be hostile to cancer, not inviting to cancer.
Right.
And there's several things we go through. There's areas of risk that we can literally look at through blood and other means. We can find out what an individual's risk factors are. As I mentioned earlier, inflammation is a risk factor. High blood sugar is a risk factor.
Right.
Vitamin D deficiency, iodine deficiency. Those are just some of the risk factors. So we can look for those things, and when we find them, nutritionally, we can remediate them, which is the beauty of nutrition.
Right. Now, Dr. Waldman, I'm actually just a little curious as to what inspired you to go down this path and then do this fine work that you're doing.
Well, I lost my dad to cancer in 1994.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And that got me interested and starting to research, and then I got real serious about it.
Right.
I went back to school to study nutrition in the early 2000s, and during that period, one of my dear friends developed a brain tumor, a glioblastoma, which is a fatal brain tumor. And I decided to do all of my research for school and all of my investigatory work on the subject of cancer. And so by the time I got out of school, I was ready and rearing to go, and I had a very personal reason for doing it, so
right.
I had real passion and real motivation behind it.
Now, your clientele, through your experience, do you find that you deal mostly with middle-aged or are children coming to you or elderly? I mean, what's your clientele look like? What's your patient list look like?
Well, my population generally ranges from around the age of, I'd say, late 30s into their 70s.
Right.
I don't really deal with children a whole lot. That's just the way it's turned out.
Right.
Because of my work with breast cancer.
Right.
But people are getting, women are getting breast cancer at younger and younger ages, so it often surprises me when a fairly young woman will walk in and she does have breast cancer. I had a 34-year-old with colon cancer.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's really an epidemic, and it's
now,
very frightening and sad.
Now, I mean, for the women out there listening now, what would you say would be a pretty good age to maybe start getting this checked out a little more frequently than you were?
Oh, I'd say it's never too early. I'm not a huge fan of mammograms, although I think they can be useful maybe, you know, every 3 or 4 years. But
right.
I like a technology called thermography, which actually takes an infrared picture of the breast and looks for signs of estrogen overload or inflammation. If there is a problem in the breast, it can then be followed up by a mammographic examination. And given the fact that breast cancer is striking women at earlier and earlier ages, I'd say the time to start is in your 20s.
Wow. Wow. Well, Dr. Waldman, it has been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I can't thank you enough for coming on, and not only that, but for the fine work you're doing out there in California. In closing, though, is there any place where can our listeners find information about you? Do you have a Facebook page, a website?
Yeah, I've got a Facebook page called Whole Food Guide for Breast Cancer. I've got a website called WholeFoodGuideForBreastCancer.com. The name of my business is Turning the Tables, so I also have another website, Turning-the-tables.com. And you can reach me by email at hwaldman@turning-the-tables.com.
Dr. Waldman, thank you again so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.